Spruce up your home before the holidays and save during the Milgard Fall into Savings event going on now at A1 Glass.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Save up to $40 per Milgard window and up to $85 per Milgard door. How many windows and doors do you have? Add it up. That's a huge savings. Contact A1 Glass today and save.
During the Milgard Fall into Savings event, visit A1Glass.com today.
A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Discounts come in the form of a gift card on select Milgard items only. See A1 Glass for details.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jared Goff threw 3 touchdowns. David Montgomery ran for 2 more. Lions dominate Dallas 47-9. The Texans beat the Patriots 41-21 behind 3 touchdowns from C.J. Stroud. Houston improves to 5-1. Caleb Williams, 4 touchdown tosses. Bears beat the Jags over in London 35-16. Derrick Henry ran for 132 and 2 scores. Ravens 30, Commanders 23. Falcons beat the Panthers 38-20. Bijan Robinson with a couple of scores. Baker Mayfield threw for 4 touchdowns in the Bucks 51-27 win over the Saints. Jordan Love also threw 4 touchdown passes. Packers beat the Cards 34-13. Eagles held off the Browns 20-16. Steelers stopped the Raiders 32-13. Chargers topped the Broncos 23-16. Colts topped the Titans 20-17. And on Sunday night, Bengals beat the Giants by 10. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000, void in Mississippi.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Savings and selection are going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Wrangler men and women's Western shirts, 20% off. Flannel shirts starting at just $29.95. $10 off Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia work boots. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, you'll find a great selection of Levi's 501, 505, and 517s. Women's wear, and of course, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 14th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
An Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. I'll have this story and more coming up. A sunny day ahead with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
This KPRL local news brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialist. The San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office announced that 23-year-old Tanner Fite of Atascadero has been sentenced to 5 years in state prison for child sex crimes. The DA's office release says the crimes occurred when the victim was only 11 years old. Fite was babysitting the victim at the time. The DA's office says they fought for the maximum sentence of 14 years, but Judge Jesse Marino sentenced Fite to serve a low term of only 5 years. The sentence was mitigated due to Fite's lack of criminal history and because he was under the age of 26 when he committed the crimes. The Templeton Community Services District will be meeting on Tuesday for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its development impact fees effective January 1st of 2025. The board typically has approved adjustments to these fees each year since 2019. The board last updated its fees in September of 2023, updating the fire development impact fee. With the information collected, the CSD is considering an increase to water, wastewater, fire, and parks and recreation development fees by 1%. You can attend the meeting at 7 p.m. in person or through Zoom online. Today is Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. I'll have more on that coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. Today is Columbus Day, recognized as Indigenous Peoples Day here in California. Indigenous Peoples Day celebrates and honors Indigenous American peoples and commemorates their histories and cultures. The Columbus Day holiday commemorates the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. The holiday was signed into law by then-President Lyndon Johnson in 1968. In observance of the holiday, government facilities, post offices, schools, and most banks will be closed. As the state of California does not observe this holiday, some state or local facilities will be open. City facilities in Paso Robles will be closed in observance of the day, and some businesses may have varying hours as well. Last Tuesday, the Paso Robles Planning Commission approved an amendment to the second half of the Union Road Fire Station. The fire station officially opened late last year, with Phase 2 intended to be a police yard, then changed to a corporation yard. However, in August of this year, an amendment to the site's plan was approved to construct a 3,600-square-foot training building and a 43-foot-tall training structure. Currently, there are no training facilities for Paso Robles Emergency Services. All training must be done in Monterey or Lompoc. The training tower will be made from industrial C-train containers intended to be damaged and replaced during live fire training exercises. The Planning Commission approved the construction of these two buildings, which will cost around $5 million. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of 2027. Didis Esperanza, Capital Projects Engineer for the City of Paso Robles, has a road construction update for us. Didis?
As people may have noticed, the sewer project on Creston Road, the sewer face, that's a 20-foot deep sewer, which has been a challenge to the contractor as well as to the community, as they have had to maneuver through those construction zones in a congested manner. But they finally finished that and paved it back. So we're back to two-way traffic, and there's a little bit respite because there's not much traffic congestion at this time. But caution you that there will still be some projects, some phases going on in the next few weeks, although probably not as crazy as the 20-foot deep sewer. So the next phase I'm excited to tell is the installation of a traffic signal at Walnut and Bolin. I think people have been waiting to have a traffic signal installed there, so the contractor will begin the underground conduits for the eventual installation of the traffic signal. So that's the next phase of work. It won't be quite as challenging as far as traffic control as it was with the sewer, but nonetheless, please still pay attention and drive slowly through there, as there'll be construction equipment going on at Walnut and Bolin on Creston Road. After they're done there, then they'll move on to Orchard, Ivy, and Trigo, where we're putting a pedestrian push button, traffic pedestrian lights to allow safe crossing at those locations for the students along Creston Road. So it's a little bit of respite for traffic control from the challenging sewer project, but still, nonetheless, there's still traffic control that's ongoing for the next phase of project. That's it for now, and thank you.
Thank you, Didis. That's Didis Esperanza from the city of Paso Robles. High school football over the weekend. Paso Robles Bearcats lost their homecoming game to St. Joseph 26-7. Templeton Eagles held off a late push by Morro Bay, beating the Pirates 41-30. The Atascadero Greyhounds won another close game, beating Pioneer Valley 28-21. Elsewhere, San Luis Obispo beat Rigetti 17-7. Arroyo Grande Eagles over Lompoc 17-14. And Carruthers beat Mission Prep 34-14. The city of Paso Robles announced they will begin transitioning the lighting in the downtown city park to its holiday lighting. The transition will begin October 24th. The city says as they work toward the transition, there will be no special park lighting until November 29th, the annual lighting of the town. The Paso Robles Police and Fire Department will be hosting an open house on Wednesday, October 16th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Public Safety Center at 900 Park Street. The event will include a display of police vehicles and fire engines. There will be drone and motorcycle demonstrations, an extrication demonstration, and opportunities for community members to meet the staff of each department. Staff will also be providing tours to allow a behind-the-scenes look at each department. The open house was previously scheduled for October 2nd, but was delayed due to the heat wave. Once again, that will be Wednesday, October 16th, at the Public Safety Center, 900 Park Street in Paso. The League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for Paso Robles School Board candidates. That forum will take place in the school district's boardroom at 800 Niblick Road tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The forum will also be live streamed on the school district's YouTube channel for those who can't attend in person. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. If you are looking for something to do this weekend, since it is a short week, we've got Wine Country Theater's Charlotte's Web about the unlikely friendship between a barnyard pig and a spider. That's coming up October 18th through 27th at Harris Stage Lines. For more info, go to winecountrytheater.org. Also, this weekend, the annual Downtown Golden Oak and Pumpkin Festival and Kids Flea Market. That's coming up on Saturday, October 19th in the downtown city park from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll find honey, demos, antiques, arts, crafts, pie-eating contest, and miscellaneous merchandise, along with a special area for the kids' flea market. Local news has been brought to you by the Autobahn. California news is next. KPRL News Time is 8:19.
California headline news. A man with a shotgun, a loaded handgun, and ammunition arrested outside former President Trump's rally in Coachella Saturday. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says deputies flagged a black SUV at an inner perimeter checkpoint.
The deputy noticed that the interior of the vehicle was in quite disarray. The vehicle had an obviously fake license plate, and that prompted further investigation from our deputy.
49-year-old Vem Miller of Las Vegas booked on several charges, then released on $5,000 bail. A woman and child taken to the hospital after a parachutist missed his landing and collided with them during a Fleet Week celebration in San Francisco.
Everybody was like, whoa, what just happened?
That woman standing feet away from where the incident took place, a Navy spokesperson saying they're reviewing the incident to determine a cause, the parachutist uninjured. Gas prices in the state, $4.67 a gallon, unchanged over the past week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're chatting with our guest, always safety first, 811 Megaphone Man.
Call 811 before you dig.
You never stray from your mission of letting homeowners, landscapers, and excavators know you should always call 811 before you dig.
Call 811.
Call for both small and big jobs. And 2 working days in advance?
811.
Any parting words? And I'm guessing they will be.
Call 811 before you dig.
Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
811.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 8:22. It is time for food and farm news brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Voice of California Agriculture Podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discusses the organization's 2024 general election voter guide with Stephen Fanaroli, policy advocate at the Farm Bureau. Fanaroli speaks about the Farm Bureau's positions on ballot propositions that would impact the state's minimum wage, rent control policy, sentencing criteria for drug and theft crimes, and other issues. The episode also covers the U.S. agricultural trade deficit, the probationary status of the Tulare Lake sub-basin under California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and the potential impacts on agriculture of a major East Coast port strike like the one that was suspended recently. That's the Voice of California Agriculture Podcast. Food and Farm News has been brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic is being brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop, earning customers trust and satisfaction for 6 decades. We do have a traffic collision to tell you about, just happened. Looks like we are at Creston Road just west of Cripple Creek. Looks like we have a 2-vehicle accident. Both vehicles are on the right-hand side of the road, so you may stay away from that area for the next few minutes or proceed with caution. Once again, a traffic collision at Creston Road just west of Cripple Creek Road. Otherwise, the California Highway Patrol reports no other accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather is being brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. North County weather, areas of fog this morning becoming mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the low 50s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s and winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, partly cloudy and cooler on Wednesday with highs in the low 80s. Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny and cooler once again, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, we'll see an uptake in temperature just a little bit. Sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. It's currently 58 degrees. This KPRL weather has been brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL Newstime is 825.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed. The S&P jumped into record territory early in the session. The stock market is open today, but bond markets are closed. There's encouraging news if you intend to leave the U.S. The dollar has extended last week's gains because the Fed is expected to keep a gradual pace of interest rate cuts. Investment firm Elliott is said to be seeking a special shareholder meeting at Southwest Airlines. Bloomberg is reporting the request is in a statement that says Elliott does not support the company's current course. Alibaba shares are down 1%. It is China's answer to Amazon. The Chinese government is promising more stimulus to shore up the economy there, though it did not offer an idea of how big that stimulus would be. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took, showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard replacement window masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. 805-238-4014.
Our nation is in trouble.
Open borders, welfare for all, rampant crime, denying parents rights in our schools.
It has to stop.
Your Slo County Republican-endorsed candidates will fight for you and bring our country, state, and nation back to common sense reality.
Go to rpsloc.org to see your endorsed candidates and watch for your voting slate card coming soon.
Hold on to this voting card to take to the polls.
Make sure you, your friends, and family vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th.
Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Little reminder, no sound off this afternoon. It is a holiday, but I have a couple of specials lined up for you. First will be Music City, and then an amazing story of quite the lady who had an influence on some of the biggest names ever in rock and roll, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. That is all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here, bringing you some great specials. With fall in the air, Roosters Firearms designates this month of October as Glocktoberfest. So come on in, pick out a new Glock handgun, and take 10% off the price. Sorry, this deal does not apply to the Glock Law Enforcement Blue Label Program. Also, for all of you who've heard my last radio ad, I had home defense shotguns on sale for $199, and we sold out. Great news, we're restocking them now for the same price. And the 1,000 rounds of 9mm brass-cased range ammo is still on sale for $309.99. This ammo was made by the largest ammo manufacturer in the Czech Republic. It is factory fresh with clean burning powder and fully reloadable. We also sell it on the 50-round boxes, but the 1,000-round case is the smoking deal.
Hi, this is Terry. So Jim used up all of our commercial radio time, so all I get to say is I'm looking forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Thomas Kane has a quiet evening at an Arizona Elks Lodge. Around 8:30, he decides to head home. Moments later, his truck smashes through the front door of the Elks Lodge. 30 people injured in the crash. Thomas Kane, 73, charged with 12 counts ag assault, 17 counts endangerment, and surprise, surprise, DUI. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, Jean, this is Ann. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
I'm Kenny Enney. True excellence requires hard work. When we fail to enforce discipline or uphold standards in our schools, we fail our children. The class of 2024 had a 94% graduation rate. But when 52% of them failed to meet standards in English and 77% of them failed to meet standards in math, we have failed as a community. We owe it to our students to challenge and inspire them to new heights. Help them to be excellent. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJUSD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Seasons change, but fashion is forever. At The Blenders, we are here to help you transition your wardrobe into fall. Come check out our cozy sweaters, beautiful scarves, seasonal outerwear, amazing accessories, all that make you excited for the leaves to fall again. All fall at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center in Atascadero, now celebrating their huge 36th anniversary stove insert and fireplace sale. An Atascadero man is sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. 23-year-old Tanner Fite was sentenced to 5 years in state prison last week. The Templeton CSD is considering increasing impact fees by 1%. The League of Women's Voters is holding a Paso School Board Candidates Forum tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the District Boardroom at 800 Niblick Road. Weather-wise, areas of morning fog and low clouds becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. It's currently 59 degrees. This local news update on KPRL has been brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center. Visit in-store at 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at stoveandspa.com.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The campaigns of Donald Trump and Vice President Harris making their final pitches to voters. Fox's Madison Allworth.
The vice president is traveling to Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin this week alone, on the road every single day to blanket that blue wall. Now, Trump, never one to play by the rules, former President Trump is rallying in solidly blue states with just 21 days to go.
Trump will hold his town hall tonight in suburban Philadelphia. Israel on the defensive, destroying more missiles.
Another busy morning. Israel has intercepted two drones fired from Syria, and Hezbollah continues firing on northern and central Israel. Rockets are being fired this morning. Israel's Iron Dome remains busy there as the ground offensive continues not far away.
Fox's Nate Foy in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for lighting and electrical installations on a new building or a generator installation or maybe just an upgrade to your panel? Kelly Henson Electric in Paso Robles has been serving Slo County since 2002 and has experience in all things electrical. They provided electrical for wineries like Niner, La Venture, and others, as well as Twin City Hospital. From commercial to residential, Kelly Henson Electric is ready to serve. No job is too small. Call Kelly Henson Electric 805-536-1669. Kelly Henson Electric.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. A Better Atascadero supports Joey Arnold, Jody Taylor, and Corinne Coonley for school board. We need school board members whose top priority is teaching reading, writing, and math, and not pushing personal social agendas. Vote for Taylor, Arnold, and Coonley for Atascadero School Board. Paid for by A Better Atascadero.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guest House Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. A little clouds hanging around today. It's been updated, mid-80s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s, mid-80s on Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, mid to upper 70s Thursday and Friday, 80s Saturday, low 80s Sunday, Monday, week from today, mid-80s. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 7:08 a.m., 6:29 p.m. We are at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. Remember, you will love the Milgard Transic Series windows and the doors. All right, the office is closed on this holiday, and no sound off this afternoon. Susanna will be back next week, and just a heads up, next Monday I will have Jordan Cunningham. We're going to go over the propositions and the 2024 election. All righty, let's see here. What else? Oh, so I'll have specials for you, Music City, and then a fascinating tale of one of the greatest guitarists and who she influenced, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. That is this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, we are switching up some of our shows starting at 3 this afternoon. Mark Levin will be from 3 to 6, and Lars Larson will come on from 6 till 9, and then everybody will fall in place after that with an extra hour of Our American Stories. So that's all this afternoon, or today, here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. And Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. And we are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, five ringy dingies. Is this the party to whom I am speaking?
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to talk about Prop 35. And I'd just like to say that if anybody reads the first page of that six-page new law, it'll explain it a lot, just on the first page. And it's going to be a huge, huge billion-dollar bond. And the thing I just realized is most of the bonds are all new laws. And the governor put that on there because they can't handle the flow of people wanting to have Medicare. So instead of fixing the flow, which San Francisco, we all know, is a, you know, they protect the, what do they call that? Sanctuary city. They're a sanctuary city, so they have a lot of problems because of that. And we have a lot of problems on the border. And that is the problem. And they're just going to throw a whole bunch more money at it and make our taxes go up.
Well,
so I think it's a bad proposition.
Yeah, I mean, it's ostensibly, what they say, extending an existing tax on health insurance companies without raising taxes on individuals. That's a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, for sure.
And also,
it's a no vote for sure.
Well, it should be. And if it does pass, my understanding is that the federal government's going to withdraw billions of dollars of aid that they give towards California towards things like this.
Well, it's another one of our governor's plans. It says right at the top of the page, Governor Newsom. That's all I have to say today.
Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Noel Ryan out in Creston. I live on O'Donovan Road, almost within sight of our polling place, and I'm also going to the Methodist Church, it looks like. So I thought I would share that with the station and also Greg.
So you're going to the
Methodist Church in Atascadero.
Oh, okay.
Because we got changed. I've been voting in Creston at the polling place since I was 21 years old.
And I'm guessing, like many of us, we don't know the reason for that.
Not at all. So anyway, just thought I would share that. Maybe some other people that are living on O'Donovan will be checking their ballots as well.
Hopefully that this doesn't confuse people or frustrate people where they just say the heck with it.
Right. Yeah, I haven't checked with Brother Mike to see if he got switched or not. So anyway.
All right. Well, hi. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. My email here, email came in, says your polling place is at the very top left front page of your ballot. The statement about any polling place in California is for you to drop off the ballot mailed to you. I have my official ballot in front of me. There is nothing on here that says where my polling place is. Now, this is Monterey County. And there is nothing on this thing. On the top left, or again, I've looked over this thing all weekend. I can't find any. Hi, good morning.
Well, hi, good morning, Kevin and Starsha. How are you doing?
Quick. Yeah, good.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that we have probably hundreds of people in especially North County, which typically is going to be more conservative voters that are wanting to go to the polls on Election Day, that are being redirected to different polling locations. So as Greg mentioned in the last hour, we've been looking at who's going where, and it doesn't make any sense except if you were trying to disenfranchise voters from going to their precinct. So the reason why there are precincts is because each precinct has a certain number of races or certain races on that ballot. So, for example, when we went to the districting, your neighbor, there might be a district line that goes right between your house and your neighbor's house. You would have one precinct ballot, and they would have another precinct ballot. So you have to have it. Every ballot within a precinct has to be exactly the same. But what doesn't make sense is why all of a sudden you would have to drive past, I think Cody was calling in saying, and he's, you know, Kyler Canyon area, Peter Burns out there. They have to literally drive past several precinct locations and where they used to vote at Plymouth Church there, and go all the way to San Miguel? That's crazy. And my precinct location changed as well. I was usually at San Miguel, and now I'm changed to the Estrella Warbirds. So the whole change means that if you go to the incorrect precinct, you won't be able to get an in-person vote. They'll say, okay, well, your correct precinct is actually in San Miguel, so you need to drive 10 miles there and 10 miles back. Or if you want to, you can just drop off your vote by mail ballot here, or you can vote with a provisional ballot.
Well,
but if you vote with a provisional ballot, you're voting with that precinct's ballot, not your races.
Okay, Darsha, on mine, it's right in front of me. It says return your ballot by mail, postmarked or on, in person to any official voting location in California.
I think Monterey is a Voters' Choice Act county. So I think you might have the kiosk so that if you go to Lockwood or wherever you normally would go, it's because you're in Monterey County. So I'm thinking that they have poll books, they have the e-poll books, and probably a kiosk if you go to the Lockwood location. But I did confirm last time that the Monterey County people that are in the Pleasant Valley School District and the Paso Robles School District, there's not a polling location in San Miguel because San Miguel is San Luis Obispo County. So I'm pretty sure it's because you are in Monterey County, and so you follow the Monterey County. Our elections are county by county. There's 3,300 counties in the United States. And it literally is every county has certain rules, certain things that they maybe do the same, maybe do differently. But California has about half and half Voters' Choice Act, which is Orwellian. It doesn't really give you a choice.
Yeah, but mine does have the choice between Tracy Dotterman and Kenny Ennie on mine for Monterey County, because that is...
Yes, it would.
Yeah,
so you still have that choice because you're part of the Paso Robles School District, and their district, whatever the number is, Kenny Ennie is in that district for the Paso Robles School Board.
Yeah, that's Area 7.
Well, okay, so,
yeah, so but,
Area 7 goes up into Monterey County, and you can't even leave your house without going through San Luis Obispo County, so
right.
Kind of cut off there.
Well, this is, as Greg and others have alluded to this morning, this is done deliberately to confuse people or just tick off people and say the heck with it.
Yeah, it's called disenfranchising voters, and it's discouraging, demoralizing, whatever you want to call it. And in addition to that, you have all of these thousands of people that usually are rural areas that are now a mail ballot-only precinct. So they don't have an opportunity to even drive 20 miles to get to a precinct where they can vote in person. So this is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
Another thing is that somebody, and they just emailed me, on your ballot where to vote is on the tear-off stub at the top. Mine doesn't have a tear-off, and it has none of that.
Yeah, again, because you're Monterey County, your entire ballot, you know, how it looks, maybe even the coloring, the envelope is very different than what we have in San Luis Obispo County.
All right, well.
But it's because it's Monterey County.
Well, either way, I'm going to vote somehow, hell or high water.
I'm telling you, you get us pissed off enough.
Well, that's
it's what like in the American Revolution when the British said, you know, what they don't seem to understand about the Americans is they'd rather die on their feet than live on their knees.
Amen to that. All right, Darcy, we got some more phone calls. Always appreciate the help.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning. Can you turn, 238-577-5238 KPRL to join us? I used to be, let me see on email, I used to be Masonic Lodge. Now I'm going to Creston. We live on Vineyard Drive in Willow Creek, Adelaide area, West Paso. We have always voted at the Templeton Hills Seventh-day Adventist Church. Last year, our polling place was at the fairgrounds. This year, we're back at the Templeton Church. Okay, back to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Change the subject a little bit. Last week, I noticed after all the hurricanes, we had a notification that gas prices were going up in California because of the hurricanes. This is before they'd even gotten anybody started cleaning up or anything. So I called somebody I know in Florida, somebody I know in Georgia, and somebody I know in Pennsylvania. None of their gas prices have gone up because of hurricanes or anything else. And of course, they're still paying under $3 a gallon. But ours went up because of the hurricanes. And then I find out that we are going to have anywhere from a 47 cent to a 65 cent increase right after the election in gas tax here in California. Where you're going to vote is really important.
Well, not only where, but who and what you're voting for.
Yeah.
You know, as I watch the election, particularly the national, I hear, you know, well, I'm voting because of this and this. Folks, let me tell you something. It's pretty easy. Your pocketbook.
Yes.
That's because the more money they take away from you, the more miserable your life's going to become and the more power they have, and that's them taking power away from you. So if you want to be concerned about all the other social issues, which are important, but the bottom line is money.
That's correct. We're not voting for a pastor, and we're not voting for a person, a celebrity, anything. You're voting for things that matter in your life. What can they do or not do?
We're voting for America.
Yes.
That's it.
And thank you for an American station.
I appreciate that. You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Hey, my wife had a good idea about those people in Creston and other places to carpool in. Flood that. At least for those people who would rather send it in by mail and not drive in or not vote at all, that's the danger. I mean, that's what they're after.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, Darcy said, disenfranchise us. And there will be some people who will be confused, and part of that confusion is they'll be embarrassed to ask anybody, so they just may not do it.
Exactly. And I guess Darcia probably answered my first question was this, are these printed state by state or by county? Apparently all the counties make their own decisions about where these precincts are.
I don't know how that works. I simply do not know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. 238-577-5238 KPRL, email voting at any precinct. This That is only for dropping off your sealed mail-in ballot. Okay. Polling place. I used to. Okay, we already had that one. Got a few minutes left here at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Your polling place is the very set. No, polling place where you drop off. Well, obviously, my county is a little bit different. Let's see here. Howdy. My polling place used to be the Paso Robles Fairgrounds. Now I'm going to San Miguel Community Center. Also, attendance is going to be down for Pioneer Day as long as they run kids' sports on the day of. Yeah, it's funny that you should email me that, ma'am, because I did see the games, the football games there at the stadium when I was driving to get down to start announcing it, and I thought, I don't remember seeing them because I thought that was kind of like a bye week for both, Paso Robles because, well, you know what? I don't know if Paso Robles was playing their youth football games that day because I saw it look like Atascadero uniforms on the field right down the street here. So, all right. And at least you kind of, I look at my ballot on the very top of the ballot. I say your in-person voting location is San Miguel Community Center, blah, blah, blah. This is ironic because we live 3 miles west of Paso Robles, and historically our ballot location has been at the church on Spring Street close to Flamson. I will be dropping my ballot at the library, which is more convenient for me. All right, that's another email. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Got a couple of minutes left here on the right choice.
Well, I have to admit, I haven't looked at my ballot yet. I just assumed it would be the same polling place. So we encourage everyone to do that now. If you've got your ballot handy, make sure that you know where you're supposed to be going.
Yeah, the last minute. And then, again, because of the confusion that people are going to have, especially some people that may have, elderly people getting confused with that. So make sure you go over it. Don't be embarrassed to ask a friend or somebody in your family to let them help you find out where you're supposed to vote or drop off. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in and say what a great event Saturday was. I was at the homecoming game on Friday night, and one of the guys next to me said, did you go to Paso High? And I said, no, my kids did. I told him I was new in town. He goes, when did you get here? I said, about 25 years ago. And he smiled like, this guy understands.
Yeah.
I just want to let the new people in town, don't try and make Paso like where you came from. And these long, long families, keep these traditions alive. It was fantastic on Saturday.
It is fun. Were you able to go out to the Pioneer Games?
No, I heard about the backing up the trailer thing. I'll just say this. Everybody's better than I am at that. I'm glad nobody embarrassed me telling me to get into a truck.
Well, I can't
I'm
do it.
I'm terrible at it.
I can't. I don't even try it anymore. The games were, it was fun. I mean, well, fun. And I hope the word gets around because it's worth going to see that. It's just a good, clean, fun afternoon watching people do these different events.
I heard about it. I was where the tractors were getting pulled out. I was helping prep food for those guys, and then we were cooking all day and making sure everybody. And that equipment is so impressive that it's still running, that the people maintain those things throughout the year. You can't just fire those things up once a year. So those things are getting a lot of attention throughout the year. It's really impressive how much people work throughout the year to keep this event going. And I want to keep it going forever.
All right. Well, you know, another 50 years, you might be considered a local.
They'll stick me in the ground by then. But
okay. We got to go. We're out of time. Thanks. Bye.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. An Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. 23-year-old Tanner Fite was sentenced to 5 years in state prison last week. Templeton CSD considering increasing impact fees by 1%, and the League of Women Voters holding a Paso School Board Candidates Forum tonight from 7 to 8:30 at the District Boardroom at 800 Niblick Road. We do have a traffic collision to tell you about. Creston Road just west of Cripple Creek, both vehicles off the side of the road. Weather, areas of morning fog becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. It's currently 59 degrees. This local news update on KPRL brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Couple of specials this afternoon. It is a holiday, Music City, and the amazing lady influenced many rock and rollers, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And don't forget, a couple of changes this afternoon. Mark Levin will be starting at 3. He'll go to 6, and then Lars Larson from 6 until 9, and then it's the regular schedule. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, a mom's and pop's small business. Keep the cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour is brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.